This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I am your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I want to thank you for this special 200th episode of Safe Haven Podcast. Today, we're going to have a special message from a brother of mine, a good friend, great pastor, Reverend John Jackson Sr. Can't wait to let you hear, get an opportunity to hear him. But I just want to first off thank everyone for tuning in for at least a good bulk of the 200 episodes since we have become a ministry podcast, and I'm just so grateful to everyone, every listener, every guest who you've had come on here, everyone who has given me an opportunity to just come into your houses, your homes, and to just preach to you, because the Lord has called me to preach, and you know what, this is one way for me to get the message out the best way possible. But in the meantime, I just want to thank you all for listening. I want to reward you all in the best way possible. If you've watched the videos, especially the video from last night, you will also see that we are now getting ready to offer up a great opportunity for you to share a piece of Safe Haven with yourselves or your family members or your friends, because we are now going to be selling caps and t-shirts that bear the Safe Haven podcast insignia. You've seen me wear it on the broadcast, and you'll be able to have that. I still haven't figured out the pricing yet. I'm still fumbling with the numbers on that one, but as of right now, it's going to be either $25 for the caps and $20 for the shirts, or vice versa. But I'm beginning to believe that whatever you feel is best is going to be done. But in the meantime, today we're just going to be able to just sit back and praise the Lord in the best way that we see fit. So without further ado, guys, we're going to get right into this into the program. But first, before we do that, we're going to pause. We're going to have a little prayer. And of course, I'm definitely going to introduce the pastor that's going to be speaking today. So please stay tuned. Scripture reading time here at Safe Haven. Today's scripture is going to be coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. Once again, we're going to be reading 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. I'm going to be reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version. It reads as follows. But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. It's prayer time here at Safe Haven. I'm praying for everyone out here today that is going through a struggle of any kind, be it a financial, emotional, job struggle, you name it. Guess what? Once you give it all to God, God has it. God has your back. God has total control. Just want to continue to send special prayer blessings out to my cousins who are still going through the mourning process. And that is That is a very, very stressful moment for them, and I'm still keeping them lifted up in prayer. Pray for me as I'm going through my own struggles, but I'm not going to express my struggles out here. We're all going through it. Whatever you're going through, I'm praying for you, because whatever the concerns that are on your heart, the Lord knows it. All you have to do is bring it to the throne, bring it to his attention, and he will definitely take care of it. I want to send special prayers out to every church door that is open in his name. So let us go into the house of prayer right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you right now for another opportunity to be able to wake up and to be able to say thank you, O Heavenly Father. We know that right now this may be evening somewhere. This may be morning somewhere. It could be someone's afternoon. Right now, we pray that you just continue to bless us right now. Right now, there's someone out here that is going through a bereavement, O Heavenly Father. We pray that you just fill a void in their heart that no one else can, O Heavenly Father, because you have the control to be able to do so, Heavenly Father. Right now, we want to pray for someone who is sick right now, Heavenly Father. We pray that maybe the doctor didn't see it, but we know that you're the ultimate doctor, oh Heavenly Father. You're the head surgeon, oh Heavenly Father. You are the head physician, oh Heavenly Father. Please heal them in the way that you see fit, oh Heavenly Father. Please watch over them right now. We pray for someone who's going through an emotional struggle, Heavenly Father. We know there are a lot of people going through a lot of things right now, and they're not sure on how to handle it, oh Heavenly Father. But we pray a prayer that you be able to help them right now, Heavenly Father. Put your loving arms around them, oh Heavenly Father. Put your hand on the situation and be able to guide them to the next station, oh Heavenly Father. Oh Heavenly Father, we're praying for someone right now who's going through a job situation, be it that they're underemployed or unemployed, oh Heavenly Father. Right now, we pray that you just keep them going, oh Heavenly Father. Make the finances work for them, oh Heavenly Father. That's within your will, Heavenly Father. Right now, we want to pray for every church door that was open in your name on this wonderful day, oh Heavenly Father. We pray for every father out here, oh Heavenly Father, be it a deadbeat father, surrogate father, play father, uncle, you name it, oh Heavenly Father, biological father, adoptive father, foster father, whatever father, even a deadbeat father, oh Heavenly Father, that didn't even want to take care of the kids. But we pray that you're the ultimate father that does, oh Heavenly Father. Right now we pray for them. We want to pray for every pastor that has to preach on Sunday, oh Heavenly Father, on this Sunday, oh Heavenly Father. We pray for everyone. We pray for this ministry, oh Heavenly Father. We pray for every other ministry. We pray for the podcasters. We pray for everybody that's coming under the sound of my voice right now, Heavenly Father. But right now, I want to send a special prayer to the man of God that you are blessed to come for today, on this day, oh Heavenly Father, to preach the blessed word. Be with him, oh Heavenly Father. Empty out his spirit, oh Heavenly Father, and fill him up with your Holy Ghost, oh Heavenly Father. Let the words of his mouth and the meditation of his heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our most blessed Redeemer, O Heavenly Father. Right now, we just pray that you just continue to watch us, guide us, encourage us, enlighten us, be with us in the way that you want us to be right now, Heavenly Father. We pray this prayer in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Today, on this wonderful day, this glorious Father's Day Sunday, this 200th episode Sunday of Safe Haven Podcast, we are honored and privileged to have the greatest voice I've heard on this side of the River Jordan, and I'm not kidding you. So today is going to be a great day. So the next speaking voice you're going to hear is my big brother in the ministry. He's one of my main mentors. He's pretty much still and always has been my pastor. He serves as the senior pastor of the Trinity United Church of Christ in Gary, Indiana. He has been there since its inception. And let me tell you something. Once you hear what thus says the Lord to him, you are going to be blown in a mighty, 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 mighty strong way. So without further ado, the next speaking voice you're going to hear is not for me, not today. The next speaking voice you're going to hear is from the esteemed Reverend Dr. John E. Jackson, Sr. Let's give God the praise.
Thank you. Good day, my beloved. I want to title this The Revelation of Crack Pots. An elderly African woman from Senegambia had two large pots, each hung on the end of a pole which she carried across her neck. One of the pots had a crack in it, while the other pot did not, and this other pot always delivered a full portion of water. At the end of the long walk from the stream to the house, the crack pot arrived only half full. For 2 whole years, this went on daily, with the woman bringing home only 1.5 pots of water. Of course, the pot without the crack was proud of his accomplishments, but the poor crack pot was ashamed of its own imperfections and miserable that it could only do half of what it had been made to do. After 2 years of what it perceived to be its bitter failure, it spoke to the woman one day by the stream, saying, "I am ashamed of myself because this crack in my side causes water to leak out all the way back to your house, and I only am able to produce half of what the other pot is able to do." The old woman just smiled and then said, "Did you notice that there are flowers on your side of the path, but not on the other pot's side? That's because I've always known about your flaw. So I planted flower seeds on your side of the path, and every day while we walk back to the house, you watered them. For 2 years, I have been able to pick these beautiful flowers to decorate the table in the house and to add a sweet fragrance of the flowers in the house that has adorned the house. And people have passed by my house and found great joy in the flowers along the path to my house, all because of you. Without you being just the way you are, there would not be this beauty to grace the house, to adorn the yard, or bring the pleasant, pleasing smiles to all of the people who pass by." As we move further into the second half of this year of 2023, please remember that God is not looking for perfection in you, but God is looking for excellence from you, where you genuinely do your very best with what you have. God knows you, and God knows that all of us in reality are cracked pot. But God loves us so much that God has a way of bringing beauty, oh God, from our brokenness. God has a way of bringing blessings from our blemishes. God is able to bring inspiration from your imperfections and fruitfulness from your flaws, and something stunning and stupendous from your scars, because there is no failure in God. God uses crack pots to bring some fabulous flavor into this life. You add flavor to life. The African apostle Paul said it like this: "We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all surpassing power is from God and not from us." Let me illustrate it. An acorn, a caterpillar. An acorn is a small seed that can fit within the palm of your hand. But within that acorn is a mighty oak tree that can stand taller than many of the buildings and spread out wider than we can oftentimes imagine. It must, however, die to itself first beneath the soil. It must allow the refreshing rain from heaven to fall upon it while beneath the soil. It must allow the stimulating sunlight and the nourishment of the soil to produce the oak, which is neither seed nor soil, but a revelation of what God can do through us. An egg, it must be incubated beneath the warm body of the parent. It must allow the life force of the mother bird to engage the milky fluid within it, while the spirit of the eternal God works within the shell to produce not egg nor yolk, but that which can now take flight and fly to distant realms of height. That caterpillar must voluntarily allow the emanation from within it to spin a cocoon to imprison it in the darkness, while secretions from within, along with God's eternal pronouncement of "let there be," work from within to produce neither caterpillar nor cocoon, but a beautiful butterfly who now soars above the plants and the trees. The key is that Transformation in all three cases starts from within. Greater, the Bible says, greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. You are more than a conqueror through him who loves us. So never let weakness convince you that you lack strength. And always remember that crack pots, beloved, have a profound purpose to bring that which is both pretty and pleasant along this path of life, to put smile on the faces of those who pass by because of the purpose that they live that starts from within. Crack pots water this world with joy. So you go head on and let your joy express your adoration to God, so that your joy can spill over and somebody else might know the joy that comes from within. It ain't happiness, it's joy, because happiness means that which happens to you. But joy comes from within, and this joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and guess what? The world cannot take it away, because a crack pot has purpose by God. In the name of Jesus, God bless you, God keep you, and guess what? I'm so glad the tomb was empty.
Want to praise God for that wonderful, mighty message from the great Reverend John Jackson Sr. Want to thank you, brother, for that amazing word, because I was blown away, and I know everyone who's listened today has been blown away just as well. It doesn't matter. Just want to put a footnote on that one, everyone. It doesn't matter how short it is or how long it is. Whatever the message is from the Lord, it's going to be strong no matter what. And I just want to thank Reverend Jackson for taking the time to come in and bless us with a mighty word. Want to let you know, my brother, you're still invited to come back anytime that Safe Haven has an opening. We're going to make sure that you're at the top of the list almost every time. Amen. I just want to thank everyone else for tuning in today. I just want to remind you, if you want to hear Reverend Brian Pugsley, myself, come out and preach at one of your church services, or preach on your podcast, or be a guest on your podcast or radio show, you can reach out to us at www.safehavenpodcast.org. You can go to the ministry contact section and fill out the information. And trust me and believe me, I'll get back to you as soon as possible. If you want a prayer request, you can go to the same section, ministry contact /prayer request section. And definitely, we'll definitely keep you in our prayers, whatever your prayer concerns may be. If you want it to be public, you can let me know. If you want it to be private, I will keep it private and pray for you privately. Either or, I'm here for you. If you want to donate to Safe Haven Podcast, you can now do that at Cash App me at $BrianPugsley. If you do that, that's fine. Whatever your heart's delight may be. I'm not asking for anything in particular. I'm not asking for your 10%. I'm just asking for whatever the Lord has blessed you, the one to bless me with. Amen. Just want to let you know that we're going back to Sundays starting this next Sunday. We're going to be back at our regular time at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on Sundays. Like I said the day before, we might do Saturdays again. Still working that out logistically. But in the meantime, we're still on Sundays. We're still going to be focused on doing Sunday service, evening service for those who want to spend time at their own churches. If you're not in a church at this time, I really suggest you be able to find one. If you're not able to, Safe Haven is definitely a stopgap for you. I'm glad to be here for you and be here with you. Amen. But I'm not going to keep you from your busy day or your busy night or your busy afternoon, no matter what time you listen to Safe Haven. We're just so grateful that you're here, and we're just so blessed by your presence. Amen. So next week we'll be back. We'll be back on our regular time. So therefore, hoping and praying that you get through this week in the best of your abilities. And for those who did not know, tomorrow is Juneteenth Day. Well, for me, it's a personal day. It's my older brother's birthday. Wishing him a happy birthday all the way out there to where he's at. But in the meantime, I know it's Juneteenth Day. For those that are celebrating the day, I pray that you have a safe holiday, a safe day, and make it a great day. Amen. So before we go, just want to pray us out. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray right now a prayer of thanksgiving, a prayer of blessing right now. We're thankful for the word. We're thankful for the message. We thank you for the preacher that came by and just gave us a little word from on high, oh Heavenly Father. We are grateful for that, and we're thankful. Right now, we pray that as you dismiss us from this place, never dismiss us from your presence, Lord, because we love you. We need you. We need that hope that you've instilled with us from the day we were born, oh Heavenly Father, to this moment right here. So right now, we pray that you continue to encourage us through the week, strengthen us during the week, keep us going even when we don't feel like going on anymore, Heavenly Father. Bless us with all our heart's desires. We need you right now more than ever. We pray this prayer in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. God bless y'all, and see y'all next week.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.